As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Welcome to the Garden America Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to join us as we talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do with the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 1-855-424-9825. That's 1-855-424-9825 for your questions and comments. Or John at GardenAmerica.com. And if you're watching us on Facebook Live, you can also post your questions and comments right there on our page during the broadcast. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on the Garden America Radio and Media Network.
It is 6 minutes after the hour. Welcome to another Saturday with your garden buddies, Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco, Brian Main. Hope you had a good week. It is the weekend, and we are here for the next couple of hours. Welcome, Facebook viewers, those listening to us streaming in San Diego, live on AM 1240, later on this afternoon, 2 p.m. Los Angeles, on AM 740. John at GardenAmerica.com, questions, comments, but the best way to do it is Facebook Live, as we monitor that throughout the entire 2 hours. And let's see, the phone number, yes, we have that for you as well, 855-424-9825. And a shout-out to Kathy, who is listening or watching on their houseboat in Shasta, Tiger.
Amazing, right?
Life is bad for Kathy. Kathy and Hank.
It's got to be cold up there, though, right?
I would imagine.
Yeah, it's
Kathy, let us know what it's like up there, because we're watching you on Facebook as far as your comments. And then we have John Bagnasco, who for the first time in 2 weeks has his computer with him. See? History does repeat itself, Tiger.
Well, you know, I changed cars, and so...
Yeah, what is the car situation now?
So... that involved me getting my computer out of the trunk of my other car and putting it in this one.
Oh.
So you can see why it would take 2 weeks.
Sure, of course.
Hey, I don't know if you took a look at the newsletter this week.
I did not glance at it this week.
Last week we were talking, I think it was last week or the week before, we were talking about the world's oldest rose. And it's the one growing up the side of the monastery in Hildesheim, Germany. So I put information about that.
Good. That's good for those that are wondering about the oldest rose in the world. It's right there in our newsletter.
In Germany.
Our newsletter. Yeah,
over 700 years old.
Wow.
Wow.
That's an old
rose.
Not only that, it was bombed during World War II.
Still survived.
And destroyed. But it came back up from the roots.
Now that tells you a lot about the rose.
Yeah.
Very tough. And speaking of the newsletter... a lot of information, for example, upcoming guests. There's always great articles. There's also a link in our newsletter that'll take you right to our podcast page to listen to our various podcasts, which are different from the radio show. Do want to remind you about that. It is one topic, one subject. We talk for about a half hour and give you more detailed information than we would on our radio show. So go ahead and download the iHeartRadio app or go to the newsletter if you're a subscriber and click the link at the bottom. John does a great job.
And this week I put in your home address for people who wanted to come by and take a look at your patio and see what you can do in small spaces.
Well, that's good. I thought you were going to give me a little jab there and have me give them a tour of my house, which was flooded last week.
No, I wouldn't do that. That's really bad news.
And, we have a living room and everything else is just under construction or remodeling, under the remodeling umbrella right now. So we're living in a hotel, basically.
With your cats.
Three cats, and my wife and I. Yeah,
you brought the cats to the hotel?
Absolutely. We had to find a pet-friendly hotel.
Wow.
And they said, sure, bring the cats. Now, they're like, freaked out. They're just walking around looking at everything, like, where are we? They're finally calming down this morning.
That's funny.
So cats, we're going to be here for a couple of days, maybe a week, so get used to it. So that is what's going on, what is happening in your neck of the woods. Be sure to send us pictures of what's growing in your backyard or just anything happening, whether it's a critter, whether it's anything outdoors. We'll take a look at it, post it on our Facebook page, maybe the newsletter if John's feeling generous that day.
And we just had a listener also announce what's happening today, and Star wanted us to remind everyone that today and tomorrow in Balboa Park in San Diego, the Epiphyllum Society is having their annual show and sale. So for those of you that are interested in epiphyllums,
it's a fun group of people. It really is. They're a good bunch.
Yeah, so the Epi Society, that'll be fun.
Is that there's what you guys, the insiders call them, the Epi Society?
The Epi, yeah.
I'm an Epi.
Exactly. There's a lot going on, though. We're going to be talking a little bit about garden tours later on in the show with our guest, Wendy, you know, because it's the Mission Hills garden tour today, which is an opportunity for people to go and visit homes in the neighborhood.
Are you
and
involved
see their
in that
yards.
Today? Are you going to do it?
Yeah, I'll be down there. Yep. So, you know, people
are going
to
have some special items for sale, too.
We're going to have some Mighty Mayos, some grafted peppers.
Listen up, San Diego.
Yellow geraniums available at Mission Hills Nursery.
Limited quantity.
After the show, though, because
I have to get there
first. So don't show up now. Wait till after the show, and then I'll be there, and they'll be there for sale, which is great because then you don't have to pay for shipping if you're in the area.
There you go. That's for those living in San Diego, surrounding areas, Mission Hills Nursery.
Speaking of shipping.
I was going to add my next question.
Monday is our last day of shipping.
The drop-dead date?
It's the drop-dead date, and I'm actually going to turn off the store sometime later today. So while we're talking, if you want to order anything, you'd better go ahead and
do
it.
When you do that every year, when you turn the store off, I picture you opening the door, looking back, looking around, turn the light bulb off.
Switch.
Yeah.
And he closes the door.
That's pretty much the way it happened.
And it's all dark until next year.
Yeah, that's pretty much the way it happened.
And then now this is going to free you up to do a lot more for the show, John.
Well, hopefully I'll put our cactus and succulents back up. I've just been so overwhelmed with all the orders this year that I haven't had time to do that. So we can get back to doing that.
You know,
I'm not here next week. I'm going to Michigan.
I was going to say, you're going to Michigan reunion.
No, my nephew's wedding.
Wedding, okay.
Right.
Give you a chance to see the family?
Yes.
You know, Dave is watching, so.
I know, so I have to be careful what I say.
Dave is John's brother, for those wondering, and those watching us on
Facebook
right now.
Love my brothers and sister. I look forward to seeing them again.
That's exactly the way I wrote the cue card up. So what else do we have to get into today? We talked about our guest upcoming. The weather in San Diego has been a little weird the last 24 hours. Not quite rain, but just a lot of heavy moisture, maybe more rain in some areas. What about Fallbrook?
Maybe a little drizzle.
It's just kind of spitting.
Yeah, not much rain.
Enough
but
to get
it
your
is
car
cool.
Dirty.
I mean, we have a whole week of temperatures coming up that probably in the 60s.
Really? That's nice.
Week.
That's going to be a welcome relief. Hey, did your
welcome relief from the 70s?
Did your Padres win last night?
No.
Okay.
They lost 8-5
to St. Louis,
as I recall. Yeah.
Hey, just wait till next year.
Wait a minute. It's the beginning of the season.
Yeah, but that's their slogan every year.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that genius?
They start off. Is that the way they start off?
That slogan's good
opening
for,
day.
That
slogan, wait till next year.
The slogan's good for 20 years. Wait till next year. Okay, John, this is where we look to you for
you know what I did
quarter of the week,
on the side of my house? I don't know if I told you this last week, but
I went up in the spaceship.
We had that freeze. When was it? Like second week in February?
Yeah.
Something like that. And, I mean, it froze a lot of the tropicals, the hibiscus, in my house anyway. I know you guys are much further south, so you're in a different climatic zone. But I had a lot of things freeze. They're all, you know, most of the things are coming back now. But obviously tomatoes, which had overwintered from because the weather winter had been so warm, froze at that point. Mm-hmm. So we were in the process of selling our house, so I just left them there. Well, meantime, we decided to stay where we are while we're building our new house. And the tomatoes had started to come back and had grown over the sidewalk probably about 3 feet. So I figured, well, as long as we're going to be here, we need to clean this up a little bit. So I tied them all up to the fence, And now there are almost 5 feet tall with flowers and tomatoes on, and these are last year's Mighty Matos.
So by tying them up, you actually use the pincher method?
The pincher method.
Remember what did Bruce used to talk about to accelerate the growth or something? You tied something around the... What am I thinking of?
You're thinking of wisteria, aren't you?
Yeah, probably. But I'm trying
to get the wisteria to bloom.
I'm trying to apply that to what you did by tying your tomatoes.
You used to take copper wire,
yes,
and twist it around the base, kind of choke the plant.
It choked it into delivering what it should be delivering, right? Growth.
Right.
Okay, but that's not how tomatoes work.
No.
But see, this is the funny part about that. You're not even trying to do that. You're just trying to contain them and clean it up and look.
You know
how
what?
Well
you were
doing.
Showing me a picture of your super dwarf tomato,
right?
And how well it was doing. And my brother Dave cannot grow tomatoes.
Come on, Dave.
I don't know why. He just cannot grow them. But I was thinking,
has he tried grafted tomatoes? Because that's foolproof.
Yeah, he can't grow grafted tomatoes.
Dave,
no Mighty Matos. But what I was thinking is those super dwarfs do really well in containers. That's mm-hmm. where he grows most of. I think he tried growing his tomatoes in containers. So I'm thinking maybe when I go back to Michigan, I should bring him a super dwarf tomato.
I think that'd be a very nice gesture. And you can also post that picture that I gave you of my super dwarfs anywhere you'd like. Newsletter. I was going to say Facebook, but you don't do Facebook. That's Tiger and I.
I think I was on Facebook sometime today. I had to look and see what Tiger was wearing to
coming
make sure
up next,
I was in the right spot.
Our guest Wendy will be with us after John's Quote of the Week. We are just getting started. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in on Facebook Live, 855-424-9825 if you want to speak with us directly. Questions, comments, Facebook Live, also John at GardenAmerica.com. We are waking up to a rather kind of a wet, moist Saturday morning here in Southern California, San Diego. It is Garden America. We're going to step aside, take a break, coming right back with our guest. Happy weekend to you.
Why am I wearing a lab coat and standing in your lawn? Because I'm a Bayer Advanced Lawn Care Scientist, and I'm about to revolutionize the way you control lawn weeds. Because with Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns, you get the only spray that kills listed broadleaf lawn weeds, then creates a barrier below to prevent new weeds for up to 6 months. One application is all it takes. Count on Bayer Advanced to put revolutionary science right in your hands. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite slow-release nitrogen fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a slow and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for over 90 years. Milorganite for better results. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is 21 minutes after the hour, back here with Garden America Saturday. John Begnasker, Tiger Palafox, Brian Main. I want to welcome a good buddy of mine, Tony Pepper, who is tuned in right now. Tony's a big-shot L.A. producer, John, just so you know, who's the kind of people watch this show. Yeah, this is the kind of big-time people love this show, John.
You know, I'm sure he's a great guy, but those kind of people don't impress me because I get to work with you every week.
You know that? All the notes I gave him this morning,
he's on point.
He's reading them exactly in order. That's beautiful.
I memorized that one.
Okay, so we've got the quote of the day coming up, or the quote of the week.
You know, I picked a quote.
You picked it.
I picked it because it reminded me of something you might say.
All right. Let's see if this is going to show me in good light or not.
The garden is growth and change, and that means the loss as well as constant new treasures to make up for a few disasters.
Yeah, that's my quote. I did say that.
It was May Sarton.
Well, Mace and I go back.
She was an American essayist and gardener.
I've always wanted to be an essayist. Never could pass the exam.
Give me some tips after the show.
Very difficult. Okay, that said, Tiger, we're going to turn things over to you. Wendy's standing by, and those of you listening or watching on Facebook, watch very closely.
All right, and speaking of essayist, we have Wendy Generous with San Diego Home and Garden Magazine. She's the new editor over there. And for those of you that aren't familiar with San Diego Home and Garden Magazine, it is a publication that's dedicated to trends as far as interior design, outside landscaping, plants, restaurants, all the fun stuff that you would ever want to be a part of. And Wendy, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
You know, I was just thinking, with all that stuff you said that she does, they ought to change the name of the magazine to San Diego Home Garden Lifestyles.
Thanks, Sean. Wendy, get used to this, John, throwing in digs every once in a while. So, yes, it is San Diego Home and Garden Lifestyles magazine.
Got to throw the lifestyle in there.
Yeah. Wendy, before we get started, I want to say before I forget, but since it's Mother's Day tomorrow, happy early Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, Wendy had to.
I think my kids are actually doing something garden-related for me.
Oh, nice.
That's nice.
Told me that she got a box and some seeds, and she and Daddy are painting it tomorrow, but it's a surprise.
Oh, the kids are great.
But it's a surprise.
It. Yeah. That's fun. Well, Wendy, from your own words, tell us a little bit about San Diego Home and Garden Lifestyles and what you guys do and how what you guys try to promote.
Okay. So I actually, along with my very talented team, redesigned the magazine starting with the March issue this year to make it friendlier, warmer, and give it just a friendlier sort of accessible vibe for everyone. Our garden section has always been great, but what it really focused on was master gardening. And when I took over, and me with my brown thumb, said that not all of us in San Diego are master gardeners, but we'd love to have tips, advice, how-to guides for making our own spaces look great. So so we've sort of added to the section and made, there's something now for everybody. There's something for the novice gardener, and there's still great information for the master gardeners. We have how-to guides each month now. We are starting something new with our August issue called The Gardener's Notebook, where we're following a family in the Fallbrook area who recently purchased a house with a lot of land, and they had no idea what they're doing. So we're following their steps as they learn, but then we're also going to still promote all the great events around San Diego, you know, plants that you should do, which, or plants that you should know about that are coming up, plus what you should be doing in your garden each month, and then we'll still have our feature as well, which showcases amazing gardens throughout the city.
And, you know, for all of our listeners, wherever you are, I want to say that this magazine isn't just for San Diegans,
though. That was going to be my next thought.
Because some of the features you guys have are Southern California homes and Southern California people, but the concepts and the design elements and what they're doing are things that are happening nationwide.
Yeah, it transcends just not just San Diego.
Exactly. And it's amazing to pick up the magazine and see this beautiful home and get inspiration to actually maybe go and do it in your own yard.
So anybody can they subscribe if they don't live in San Diego?
Yes, Wendy? Absolutely. And actually, we have a very good following of readers and subscribers who are not in the San Diego area. They're all over the country. And like you said, you can get inspiration from, you know, the homes, the gardens, and what locals are doing, even if you don't live anywhere in the area near here. You can go online to sandiegohomegarden.com, and we have a button there that you can click to subscribe.
Okay. And Wendy, you had mentioned that some of the things that people do in the magazine are events. And one of the events that we talked about this morning already was the Mission Hills Home Garden Tour. So it's the Mission Hills Garden Walk put on by the Mission Hills Garden Club. Now, you guys also had a tour, was it last weekend or was it the weekend before, that you guys helped promote?
We're actually doing the La Jolla garden tour, which is next weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, next weekend.
So it's a garden tour, but it's in the La Jolla area.
Yes, and we've been sponsors of that for a very, very long time. But we really do hit all of the garden tours. It's sort of how we, you know, gauge what's out there and hopefully find some gardens that we can feature in the magazine throughout the year. So my team has been going to all of them, and I am going to the two that are this weekend. So I'll be at the Mission Hills garden tour today.
Yeah, and, you know, the garden tours are great ways to get inspiration, actually see. You know, the magazines are wonderful because they show pictures and they describe what's happening. But then the garden tours themselves, you actually see firsthand what people have done, and you know, you can kind of take your notes and your details and take pictures and all that fun stuff. And so, you know, when it comes to gardening, I think, you know, your publication and the other publications out there that are like yours are so important because they're spreading the word as far as what's happening in the industry, what people are doing, and then they also give you tips on how to do it yourself, which is pretty amazing because I'd never know how to do these things. I just see the pictures and then I just shut down right there.
Yeah, then you look at the picture, you point to the picture and say, I want that.
Yeah, exactly.
And that.
Oh,
but you know, that works for some people. So you can be a gardener, or you can take those pictures to a landscaper and say, I want that.
Yeah, exactly,
yeah,
right?
Just
that's,
point.
That's the way I like to garden right there. Wendy, what else do you guys have coming up in the near future for the publication?
So we actually also just recently did a call for gardens because we show some beautiful gardens in the magazine, and I'm really trying to do more audience engagement since I took over. So we're polling people, we're asking people to help us vote, we're doing all sorts of things and using our social platforms to help us do that. But,
hey, Wendy, we got to take a break. I'm sorry to interrupt you. We got to take a break. So hold that thought. We'll continue and pick up after the break. We are approaching 30 minutes after the hour. Welcome to your Saturday. Thank you so much for joining us on Facebook Live. This is Garden America, Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox as usual, 855-424-9825. Questions, comments, also Facebook Live, or email John at GardenAmerica.com. We are going to step aside. Coming right back.
Want a better-looking lawn with less effort? Husqvarna's robotic automower is the effortless way to mow. Husqvarna's intelligent design allows the automower to maneuver around your lawn without supervision, even over tricky terrain and around obstacles. It knows when it needs to be charged and directs itself back to the charging dock. With convenient control options, the Husqvarna allows you to set it and forget it, even from your smartphone. Thanks to Husqvarna, you can have a great-looking lawn and more time to enjoy it this season. Visit Mission Hills Nursery at 1525 Fort Stockton Drive in San Diego, or go to missionhillsnursery.com for more info.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
We are doing it again. Welcome. Thank you for spending part of your weekend with us live in San Diego, AM 1240. Replay this afternoon, Los Angeles and most of Southern California on AM 740. Of course, Facebook Live, Biz Talk Radio Stream, john@gardenamerica.com. Questions, comments, also live on Facebook. Noticing some questions that people are posting. We will get to those after our guest. You can also call us at 855-424-9825. And Tiger, right now we're going to try to pick up where we left off with Wendy.
Yeah. So this morning we're chatting with Wendy Generous with San Diego Home and Garden Lifestyles magazine.
Lifestyle.
Exactly. And, you know, before we went to the break, Wendy was mentioning some of the events and some of the things that they focus on, some of the topics that they achieve. And, Wendy, I want to mention that right now I'm cruising through your guys' website in the gardening section, and just so people know, it's kind of the stuff that they have.
And you can do this right now at home.
You can do this right now at home, but they have an article on the light location, on keeping your houseplants happy, garden planner, critter control, always a problem with critters, you know. 9 things you should do in your garden this month. So kind of a calendar of what you should be accomplishing. So really, really good information and detailed with pictures. They were just at the nursery. Wendy, what was that? Maybe 3-4 weeks ago?
Yeah.
When you guys talking about grafting. Propagation, that's what it was. Propagation, yeah. So
what's the website again that people can go to, Tiger?
SanDiegoHomeGarden.com.
And it's on our Facebook page. You posted it.
Exactly, and there's a link. And then you just go to the gardening section. But then there's also wonderful other links in there with interior design and other fun stuff. So, sorry, I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that info, Wendy.
No, I appreciate that. And what I would really like is for people to share their amazing gardens with me, whether they have acres of land or they have a beautiful balcony that they have cultivated. I'm always looking for spaces to feature, and I don't want it to just be about the vast gardens. I want to see how every San Diegan gardens. So you can send those directly to me. My email is wgeneres, G-E-N-E-R-E-S, at sdhg.net.
That's cool. So, yeah, and, you know, Lots of fun there in that kind of...
Wendy, I would be a good candidate for that. I've got a small patio, and all it is plants and pots, from tomatoes to palm trees to you name it. So I have a lot crowded into a small area, including vegetables. So I'm probably one of those candidates that doesn't have a lot of room but a very small area, cramming in a lot. It's like a small jungle.
Yes, but people want to see that, and they want to learn how they can do the same.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, soil, water, and fertilizer.
And an understanding wife.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Hey, Wendy, you had said before, earlier in the interview when we were talking, you had kind of come from a little bit of a brown thumb background.
Yes.
What inspired you to become part of, you know, the home and garden lifestyles people? How did you get inspired to be a part of this publication?
To get with that crowd, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Well, I have a very lengthy home design background, and I've done gardening along the way in editorial, but I lived in New York for a long time, so I had like a fire escape with the the extent of my gardening skills. And when we moved here, because we have 2 little kids, our big pull was that we wanted a backyard space. So we got one, and we bought from people who lovingly tended to the backyard. So there would be tremendous guilt if I let this all go. So I, too, am learning as I go, and, you know, finding answers to my questions and starting to cultivate the little piece of backyard that we do have.
And what are kind of some of the trends that you're seeing? Because, I mean, you see these all every day with what people are doing, what's inspiring people to do in their backyard. And like you, you have two children. You have this backyard. Yeah. You want to use this space. What are some of the things that people are incorporating into those spaces for that situation?
Well, because we live in glorious San Diego, it's a lot about outdoor living, too. So people are carving out spots for their gardens. If they have kids, they might be doing a spot for the kids to have a garden. They are, you know, savvy and wanting to be sustainable. So I'm seeing a lot of, you know, essentially garden to table happening in people's own backyards. But they're also incorporating hardscapes or places to cook outdoors, you know, lounge outdoors, really enjoy their outdoor space as well. And some things that we have coming up because of some ideas that we've gotten from a lot of our readers are we have a story about plant swaps and how you can host your own plant swap because so many people want to be able to take those cuttings and incorporate them in their backyard. And there are ways that, you know, neighbors are doing it. We have an article coming up on how to get your kids excited about gardening and what sorts of things you can grow to help facilitate that. And then we also have an idea about using the flowers in all aspects of your life and what you get from your garden in all aspects. So it doesn't just have to be for cooking. It can be for beauty, for decorating, for eating. You know, there's so many different facets to using what you get in your garden that isn't just about the herbs and vegetables that you might be getting. So we have a story about that coming up, hopefully either at the end of this year or early next year.
You've been very busy since the time you took over. You came in with a lot of ideas, and I would imagine after you took the position, even more ideas came to mind as you sort of sorted out what it was you wanted to do, correct?
I like that plant swap idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a great idea.
And I'm just impressed. I hope your Mother's Day gift is just a day off at the spa or something. It sounds like you've been really busy.
I'm going on garden tours tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow as well?
Yes, I'm doing
that. Oh, wow.
You know what? To be honest, Wendy, it's work, but it's not really work because you're immersing yourself into something you really enjoy.
Yeah.
Right.
That still
right.
seems
and
like
honestly,
work to me.
I want my kids to be excited about this too, you know? So so they'll come along. I have little ones, so they'll come to like a garden with me tomorrow or maybe.
Oh, yeah, that's fun. Well, Wendy, thank you very much.
Did you notice that there was a question on Facebook for Wendy?
Oh, let's get to that. Who's the phone, John?
It was from Rick. Rick, who happens to be in Grants Pass, Oregon, but used to live in Monrovia. And Wendy, he wants to know if people are concerned about water for their gardens. I guess being from Southern California, he wonders if that's in people's minds.
Oh, my goodness, yes. And I think that almost every garden, I can't say every garden, but almost every garden that we feature has a, you can hear my little one now, has a water component. Sorry. It's unlike the gentleman who was in Japan or China, he lived, right, and his little kids came in while he was
Yeah, there you go. that was funny.
Cute faces. But yes, so that is a very hot topic for us water-wise, and I do think that we're trying to be more conscientious, too, about the gardens that we feature, that we do feature, you know, water-wise, and that it doesn't have to all look the same, because I think that some people's thoughts are that, you know, a water-wise garden means you're planting nothing but succulents, and that's just not the case. So we're trying to show more of what you can do to get a water-wise garden, but that is definitely a at the forefront of our stories, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Wendy, thank you very much for joining us this morning. I know you have a busy morning and a busy weekend planned ahead. And, you know, I look forward to seeing you down at the Mission Hills Garden Tour.
I'll see you this afternoon. Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and I'm sure we'll have more information with Wendy coming in future shows and things like that. So thank you very much. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks, guys. Okay.
You know, it's a great point that you brought up, you know, talking to her about San Diego Magazine, Home and Lifestyle Magazine. But it transcends more than just San Diego. You can go to their website. You can still get a lot of great information that pertains to where you live, or more than that, even generalized gardening information.
I feel we need a stronger West Coast publication like that in the presence, because most people with gardening, and no offense to our Eastern friends, but a lot of them are East Coast based. A lot of publications,
sure,
a lot of shows, a lot of information comes from the East Coast and the Midwest. And it's because it's very popular there, and it's driven stronger than on the West Coast because they only have 3 months to do it.
It's a big deal, yeah.
And it's a big deal. Where on the West Coast, we have 12 months of growing time.
Whenever you feel like gardening.
And, you know, it's not as driven. It's not as focused as far as that goes. But the issue that I see is that people see these East Coast publications, see these East Coast shows, and they go, hey, I want this here. You know, I want this lilac. You know, lilacs are in bloom right now and in florist. They're all over the florist right now. Well, those lilacs don't grow here. You know, like, you know, that's the hard thing about it. So,
well, there are
the
lilacs.
The Descanso one.
Yeah, they do really well here.
Yeah, but nothing like the East Coast lilac.
We're going to continue this lilac discussion with John and Tiger after this break. It is 45 minutes after the hour, almost 46 minutes after the hour. You are tuned in, and thank you so much to Garden America.
Having bug problems this season? Need an overall solution? Try Natural Guard Spinosad Soap. This combination of spinosad and fatty acids kills aphids, mealybugs, worms, caterpillars, and other bugs that plague your garden. It's also safe to use around your fruit and veggies to make sure you enjoy your crop and not those pesky critters. Find Natural Guard Spinosad Soap in a ready-to-use bottle or ready-to-spray for those large garden plots at your favorite independent garden center. Go to Fertilome.com for more information.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And again, welcome all of you watching on Facebook Live throughout the country. In fact, throughout the world, we've had a couple of people over in Europe who have tuned in and made some comments over the past couple of weeks. You can reach us by calling 855-424-9825. Also, John at GardenAmerica.com here on Biz Talk Radio. But speaking of that, Tiger and John, let's catch up on some of those questions on Facebook.
Well, you know, I saw a comment that I wanted to bring up because we were talking about how my brother might be able to grow a super dwarf tomato since, you know, you were doing so well with yours.
Right.
And he doesn't do well with tomatoes at all. But in a container, you might have a chance. But Lenore says that my Iditarod, which is one of my super dwarf tomatoes, already has a tomato, and the plant's only 8 inches tall. It's amazing.
Wow. That is amazing.
They're nice and stocky, too.
Yes. Yes.
Which, for containers, I think is a great way to grow tomatoes, or a great habit for tomatoes, because they're not vining all over the place. And that kind of brings us to another question where someone wanted to know, how do you guys go about caging your tomatoes? What does everybody do?
Well, we sneak up on them and throw a net over them and then cage them.
I usually do it at night.
Yeah, when they don't expect it.
Yeah.
But you know what? Without a rim shot here, on a serious note.
It depends on the kind of tomatoes you're growing to begin with.
Before John, because he's going to have some notes on this, but for our listeners, I remember when Mighty Mato kind of first came out, they had this rebar cage that was 10 feet tall. It looked like they were constructing a pylon for an freeway overpass to contain these tomatoes, and that was amazing. I remember that. Do you still have one of those?
I have three in my yard.
That's
and
awesome.
I've got roses growing in them now.
Yeah,
climbing
yeah,
roses.
Plant them and stand back and get out of the way.
Yeah.
Well, the first year that we had, you know, I don't want to get too far into this because people, it'll take us off topic and people probably fall asleep. But the first year that we grafted tomatoes, all the grafted tomatoes in the country, the majority of them anyway, like 99%, were grown for greenhouse culture. And so they used a really vigorous rootstock. And that was the rootstock we used the first year. Now there's over 60 types of rootstocks that can be used for different purposes, and the one we use now is the best for outdoor culture. But this rootstock just made plants like, or tomatoes anyway, grow like they were on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
And I still remember, and we've talked about this on air, but people sent me pictures really proud because they were picking tomatoes standing on their garage roof.
Wow.
So, you know, that while the tomatoes grew really well, that's not really practical to have tomatoes that big.
No.
So that's why we were trying to develop that rebar cage, but it ended up the cage was too expensive. I think probably the best cage out there is the Texas tomato cage.
Mm-hmm.
Which I still have
very
one of
sturdy.
Those.
Sturdy. Yeah.
And then there's a similar one. I don't know if it's still available. You used to be able to get it from Amazon. It was called the Enforcer. And it was like a Texas tomato cage, except square, where the Enforcer, the Enforcer was square.
Yeah.
Texas tomato cage is round.
It's round.
And I'll throw in a note for those of you out there. The little $1.99 cages that you see often are kind of a waste of time because if your tomato is that small, meaning if it's going to be that small, it's probably going to be sturdier and stocky like John is mentioning
and you
for dwarf, right? And
you wouldn't need the cage anyways.
Yeah. So the Texas cage that we're referring to is 4.5 feet tall, right?
I think they're five.
Five feet tall.
Yeah.
You know, they're sturdy, and it's really what you do need for any tomato that's going to grow of any decent size. And then there's the two tomatoes out there. There's determinate and indeterminate. Indeterminate definitely need a large cage structure for them. The determinates, that's when you can get into of them. Some of them are just pot grown that you just plant them in a container and they get 3-4 feet tall, and that's all they really need. You don't need a cage so much for that. But if you are planting an indeterminate tomato, something at least 5 feet tall, sturdy, put it on quick so that way you don't have to try to fold branches or break in them or get them to train. They'll just always grow up inside of it and then go from there.
So. Are we caught up on our questions?
No, not at all.
Top of the hour break coming up. We'll hold over to next hour. What do we have next, Tiger, that you see?
So Laura had mentioned in our discussion about binding the wisteria, she had asked, doesn't copper kill plants? And no, I mean, I copper wire or wire in general might cut off circulation of plants if you do it incorrectly and don't watch it.
You can't do it too tight. That was
right.
The whole thing we talked about.
Yeah.
Just enough to.
But, I think she's thinking of water soluble copper.
No, she writes wire. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
the wire
yeah.
won't kill the plants.
No.
Water soluble copper does kill plants. That's what they use to destroy roots.
Right.
And
right.
But I wanted to mention on this note for her. People use copper tape to keep slugs and snails off of plants sometimes. So, you know, I mean, they'll wrap the tree, the base of the tree with copper tape, and that prevents slugs and snails from climbing up into plants or shrubs and things like that. So, no, copper does not kill the plant, just the wire itself.
Right.
I would say that. Yeah.
Okay, well, time for probably one more if you can find one, Tiger.
Our neighbors 4 doors down, this is Linda in Redding, announced last week their elms have Asian boar beetles and will be taking out all their trees. They also removed some azaleas and camellias. Is there anything we should do to protect our giant sycamores in the yard? Asian boar beetle and sycamore, I'd say yes. You know, the only thing that you really can do is bare tree and shrub. Use it as a systemic right now as a preventer because that will, number one, if you have any bug problems on the sycamore now, it'll solve that problem. But number two, it stays in the tree for 6 to 10 months. I know it says 12 months, but I only say 6 to 10 months for application. And it stays in there. So what's going to happen is that when they remove all of these other trees, that'll kind of send the beetles and the things into a flurry, and they might look for something else. And if your sycamore is susceptible at that moment in time,
be proactive.
It'll stop it from going in there. So
you know,
I would
the other thing to remember
tree
is
and shrub.
That they're going to attack weak trees or trees that are under stress.
Yeah, they'll look for the weakest opponent.
Yeah, so make sure that your trees are well watered, especially in an area like Redding.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let them go into stress during the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point, absolutely. Okay, we do have a break coming up, top of the hour news on many of these BizTalk radio affiliates. More questions are coming in. Keep those questions coming to Facebook Live. We're going to come back at about 6 minutes after and go right to your questions. I see the questions are piling up on Facebook Live. You can also send John an email if you're not watching us on Facebook. That's john@gardenamerica.com. And again, 855-424-9825. That is going to do it for hour number one. and our live show on AM 1240. The replay, of course, coming up this afternoon, 2 p.m. on AM 740. Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. News break. We are back at 6 minutes after. Stay with us.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.